MTD Radio News. I'm Jim Miller. Scores of city employees attended last week's Roswell Special City Council meeting about the roughly $143 million interim budget for the fiscal year, which begins July 1st. Those workers were primarily concerned about the cost of living allowance being only 1% for most city employees. Among other concerns is the freezing of 29 full-time and 21 part-time vacant positions throughout the city government that would save the city more than $1.8 million. That, according to the city's finance department. Leaders in the Utility Workers Union of America, Local 51, were among those who spoke against such choices that would directly affect local workers' wallets. The State Taxation and Revenue Department will send $500 rebate checks to single filers and $1,000 rebate checks to couples filing jointly. Who qualifies for a rebate? All New Mexico residents who filed the 2021 state income tax return and who were not declared as a dependent will receive the rebates automatically. There's no application to receive the rebates if you filed your 2021 tax return. Carlsbad school officials grappling with a state mandate that dollars be allocated to the district for at-risk students and that the district would be held accountable for improvement targets tied to the funding. That was among a host of new state mandates enacted in this year's legislative session as the school board prepares its budget for the upcoming year. This included targeting funding for students deemed at risk based on their academic performance at Carlsbad Municipal Schools, along with a 6% salary increase for all employees, which would cost the Carlsbad District about $7 million, and changes to instructional hour requirements. And that's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.